This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Happy Thursday to you, Paul Esposito with you, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church in Merritt Island, Bible translator, radio station manager. I think many of you know who I am by now. But those that hear me on the podcast as well, I thank you for tuning us in here today. I am the pastor of a local church here in Florida, radio station manager, and one of my real passions, too, is a Bible translator. Now, you can view my Bible by going to majoritytext.com. It's one of the websites you can go to view it. It's from the Majority Text, and I believe, not because it's mine, but because of the type of manuscripts that it comes from, that it's the closest representation to the original autograph spoken by God that's in existence. And I believe that, and that's a passion of mine, as you might imagine, searching for the original spoken word of God, or coming up with a Bible that's pure, that every I is dotted, every T is crossed. You know, God never promised that a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy was going to be without error. It's the original, is the original text. Because we know the word of God is God-breathed, theopneustos. It's God-breathed, holy men of God spoke. David says that the Holy Spirit's word was on his tongue. But that's the original. See, what happens is, as what always happens, is man gets his tired hands on things and he makes a copy of something, and man is imperfect, and that's where the problem has resided. So more on that here coming up sometime. Here today we're going to hear part one now of this message entitled Friend of God or the World. We're in James. We have gone now to chapter 4, verse 1, starting with these scathing words, you adulterers and adulteresses. Let's pick it up there today. This will play for 3 days starting today on Thursday as we're going through the book of James.
Working our way through the book of James. Now today we come to chapter 4. The subject in my Hebrew Greek keyword study Bible, just like yours, Fred, is warnings against loving the world. Warnings against loving the world. I've entitled today's sermon, A Friend of God's or A Friend of the World's. Wyatt, I wasn't expecting to see you today. I'm glad you're here. Thought you were heading out this morning. Because you can't be both. You have to choose which one you're going to be a friend of. But bear in mind, if you choose the world, then you'll lose God as a friend. That song we sung this morning, I am a friend of God, keep in mind, that is a conditional promise. That is a conditional promise, that I am a friend of God. Are you a friend of the world, or are you a friend of God's? The Holy Spirit says the same thing through the Apostle John. He said, in 1 John 2:15, we'll end up here later, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now there's a tough word. If you are a friend of the world, then you are not a child of God. We'll end up back there in a few. Catch the link here, though, in 1 John, between the world and lust. Okay? Lust is all over this passage, right? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. Now, let's pick it up today. James chapter 4, starting in verse 1. The Bible is going to warn us today about loving the world. James chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust." Oh, here we go again. Lust. "You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." All right, what can we take from this? Assuming we're not murderers and assuming we're not going to war. Here it is. Lust is responsible for the evil things that we do. Lust is responsible. Coveting something or someone that belongs to something else, or wanting something now, is lust. Like David on the rooftop, seeing somebody else's wife and wanting her immediately, is lust. This is why so many commercials say what they do. They're designed to get you to lust after something. It's our greatest weakness. It's men's greatest weakness, is lust. I can't speak for women, but I think we're on to something here. These commercials you see on TV, they represent who and where do they come from? They represent the world. And the world will entice you day in and day out and try to get you to lust after whatever they are peddling. Like tempting me with a plate of pancakes or a red iPhone. Don't put broccoli in front of me. You're going to get nowhere with that. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lusts, James wrote in chapter 1, and enticed. And lust, or when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. This is what the world does. The world will entice you and try to get you to lust after whatever they're peddling, be it a car or a truck, the latest gadget, I'm preaching to myself now, maybe a bag of potato chips or pizza or food, maybe some new clothing, the television, or I should say smell-o-vision, represents the world. And James tells us that lust is responsible for the evil things that we do. Actually, we're responsible. Lust is the TV is the thing that draws it, advertises it. Now, if that's true, which it is because the Bible says that it is, then should we buddy up with the world and the things in the world? Now, God has answered that for us. And he's about to show you what he compares being a friend of the world with. Verse 4, James 4, 4. It says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses." Yikes, harsh words from James this morning. Ye means what? It's plural. Any Y pronoun in the King James means plural. Even if it says you, it means plural. Any pronoun with a T means singular. Thee and thou. Ye and you means all of you. Ye adulterers and adulteresses. Now, perhaps you say, I've never committed adultery in all of my life. I'll have you know. Oh, yeah? Men, have you ever looked at a woman and lusted after her? Women, have you ever looked at a man and lusted after him? Now, some people can maybe escape unscathed from that so far. Now, let's look at today's text. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Wow, can you imagine a guest speaker at Charles Stanley's church saying that? They'd run him out so fast and apologize to everyone there. You'd never hear something like that. The enemy of God. I want you to see what the word says. The consequences of being a friend of the world. Read it in your Bible. Don't just take my word for it. God doesn't want you to be a friend of this world. This world is diametrically opposed to the things of God. First, what does the word enmity mean? Funny, it's the Greek word ekthros. It's also a word used for Satan. In Jesus' parable of the wheat and the tares. Remember that? It says, while men slept, the enemy came. Ekthros. Actually, it's ekthros anthropos. It means a hostile man has done this. Enemy means hostility. Is what this word means. Enmity or enemy. Ekthros, enmity, hostility. So, friendship with the world is hostility towards God. Friendship with the world is hostility toward God. Why? Why is he so harsh? Because buddying up with this world will kill you. Do you hear me? Buddying up with this world will kill you. Look at what the world is embracing each and every day. The world is turning into a breeding ground for sodomites. And you're either for it or against it. Look, you are either for it or against it. If you are for it, you are a hostile enemy of God. I'm just telling you where God stands this morning. This place is turned into Sodom. You're either for God or you're against him. But you can't have it both ways. If you're a friend of the gods, that's why he says, don't be a friend of the world. Because if you're a friend of the world, you're standing in line of a freight train. Freight train named Jehovah. And he is wheeling down the track. You're either for him or against him. The people of God are against it because they fear God and know and understand that judgment is coming for this world's sins. Everyone else is for it and supports it. The world is going in the opposite direction that God is working. The world is going in the opposite direction that God is working. The world embraces sin. The world calls good evil. The world calls evil good. The world promotes evolution. That man is a byproduct of evolution.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.